And it's great to be back for another term for ZavChat, our third term of 2024. And I welcome back again our esteemed principal, Mr. William Doherty. We like to call him Bill here on ZavChat. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks, Shane.
And you've
great
been
to be here.
Halfway around the world. We might have a quick chat about that as we go.
Been.
And, of course, our college captain, Gerard Crow. Great to see you, Gerard. Have you had a nice break?
Very nice. Thank you, Shane. And great to see you too.
Thank you. And we're honing in today on the faith life of the college. I'm pretty excited. And you introduce in a moment our two guests, Bill, London. You had a great chance to meet some old boys and just give us a 30-second overview.
Yeah, had a fantastic reunion over there. So there would have been about 28 old boys gathered together.
Wonderful.
From about 1974 to about 2016, I think were our most recent. Really great connection, great energy in the room. They just enjoy each other's company and certainly across generations.
Yeah.
Really wonderful to hear from them. So that's good, and hopefully those connections can now continue to flourish as they go forward. Managed to connect with our cricket boys on tour, which was great. They had a wonderful experience there, and right through to a Lord's trip where they even ran into Justin Langer
in
the long room. So it was pretty special, all
is.
Unscripted there. And then a great boys' school coalition conference at Harrow. And so a really, really fulfilling trip, Shane.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, energised.
Well, great to see you. Gerard, what about our two guests? Looking forward to hearing from them.
Certainly. So today we've got Year 11 Royalty in Blake Fucile, the founder of the Catholic Youth Union, and also a recent Timor immersionist. And we've also got Tom Noonan, also from Year 11, who went on the World Youth Day trip last year and has recently, or not so recently, started a YouTube channel called This Sunday Is.
So and we're going to explore that today. Definitely. In fact, I've seen a couple of episodes. It is really, really good. But we'll let you and Tom talk about that. Bill, why don't we get going with Blake?
Fantastic. Boys, great having you in and really looking forward to this episode. Blake, why don't we start with you? You being the recently returned from Timor-Leste. But you've really had some quite wonderful encounter, I believe. I think at the start of the holidays, you went on our famed Kairos retreat and then obviously off to Timor-Leste. And so you've had strong encounter. Maybe you sort of unpack a little bit just about, you know, those experiences and that notion of encounter with others.
Yeah, well, obviously school has been like building up. We had semester two exams. Going into the holidays, I was a bit worried. All right, I've got Kairos, and then I've got Timor. Like, it's a bit stressed. What's going to happen? But then being able to step into both of them, just and reflect. I think it was really important just to step back from all that school life, social life, and just reflect. It was really important to develop a better sense of self. So, yeah.
It's wonderful. And so, obviously, that's quite a strong theme within Kairos. But tell us maybe a little about the immersion. So, you know, really we're going out onto the margins into peoples who experience life in quite a distinct and different way to our Australian context. It's as much, I would say, a journey of self there too, as it is a journey of accompaniment with others. So, you know, what did you draw from the immersion?
Well, from Timor, it was so life changing just to see. There's these kids with seven siblings. Some have lost their parents' lives and they're living in there with their grandparents. Just to see how they're still able to push on, go to school, be happy with their friends, be so happy just to be there and learn. It's like they're so grateful and just always have a smile on their face. And it's just given me a sense to be grateful for what I have in my life and just grateful to be alive. Yeah.
It's wonderful, isn't it, when that strong theme of gratitude is able to come through that you sense, but that is so evident on the peoples who at times, you know, they have nothing compared to our context. And at times, you know, you look at a Western society at a developed world where there is plenty and yet there's plenty of unhappiness and a lack of reflection and a lack of a sense of humanity as we absorb ourselves and other things. So I'm guessing that sort of came through for you.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like these kids, they get one meal a day and we've gone up to this feeding program and just to see they're just happy to sing with us, dance with us, to play the ukulele. They're just so grateful, even though they have so little. Yeah.
And it's quite a joyful experience, isn't it? As you're describing that, there's just joy.
Yeah.
And there's spontaneity and openness in the encounter as well. So, again, just for those people who might not be familiar with the immersion, so obviously you had two classmates from Xavier, but you went with others, and it's quite a special part of our Jesuit network. Do you want to just describe, you know, your fellow companions on the...
Yeah, so we went with the JAXA organisation, the Jesuit and Companion Schools organisation, and so there was about six other schools, all from Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, all around, and like these kids, they're just amazing people, like just to have the same, they've got the same education, they follow the same ways that we live here, like at Xavier. Just the bond that we grew over the trip was so, so strong, and I feel like it will last for a very, very long time.
Jared.
That's awesome, Blake. So maybe one for you now, Tom. I'm aware that you went on the World Youth Day trip last year with Blake, and we actually had Blake in last year to speak about that, but maybe a bit about that, and then after, perhaps that might have prompted... your starting of the YouTube channel. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, this Sunday was really, if it wasn't for World Youth Day, I don't think it'd exist. Because going on World Youth Day, I got such a great view of the current faith in our world. I got to see what young people all over the world are doing. And it was amazing because everyone was communicating, even though we all spoke different languages. There were 3 million people there. It was just incredible. And I realised after that trip that the young people of today's world think of our faith and our religion potentially as an older thing, a thing that happened thousands of years ago, a thing for the older people of our families. But there's really so much more that we can do as young people to explore our faith. And so I think that drew me into try exploring the faith myself through this Sunday is.
I've actually seen a couple of episodes, Jared. So can I just ask Tom, how would someone get to see this? Is it just simply Googling this Sunday is, or tell us about it?
Well, I'm sure you could find us putting this Sunday is into YouTube, but thissundayis.com should also work, hopefully, as long as the tech holds up.
And how does an episode work? We might actually even try and give the listeners a bit of a feel for how an episode would sound. We'll talk to our great guru, Michael Trappett, and see if we can weave something in. But how does it actually work? Do you just jump in your bedroom and get the camera there and away you go? Or have you got help in the background?
Well, so first we have to write a little bit of a script, and then I go into the living room, set up the camera. My dad helps with the filming, and we film. We explore the historical sides of the Gospels. We go through the places that the Gospels and the readings are set, and we look at the historical context for a lot of the stuff that's been said in Mass, which I think really helps everyone understand and get a better realization of what's being said.
It's very Ignatian there, Tom, as well, starting with context. And using that as a frame to be able to start to explore the experiences, etc. It's brilliantly put to life and with such confidence. And maybe Blake's then switching sort of back over to you again. You've also been drawn to action in terms of a youthful expression of faith. Tell us a little bit about some of your recent initiative in terms of our union and youth group.
So basically at the start of year 10, I sort of saw that after World Youth Day, there was many kids my age, year 11, that were very keen to explore their faith and just to see that deeper side of things. So I thought, why not start a club, the Catholic Youth Union? And that has expanded. I've had many visions for the future and what it can look like. But we started off Thursday lunchtimes, just meeting group of 20, 15 kids. And what we do is we watch a video. It's called the Alpha Youth Series. And the video basically prompts emotions, feelings in all the students, and it then gives all the students questions. We split out into groups, about five groups of five, and we answer these questions. These questions might be, what attributes do your role models have? Or where do you see faith in your life? Or who is Jesus? So we're trying to ask the students these questions to prompt their own reflection, their own thought, and hopefully we can get conflicting ideas so we can all expand and grow with each other's ideas. And I think that's really important.
What have you, if I can ask, what have you seen evident in those other students who are participating in the group? How do you see sort of growth or reaction from them through these experiences?
Well, I feel like there's definitely lots of different ideas that these boys have growing up with different families. We all have different thoughts about faith. And I think what the main part, like people have gathered, grown from it most, is that when you hear other people's ideas, you go home, you think, oh, yeah, you know, he might be right here, or, you know, I'll give that a shot. I'll do this next. And I feel like that's been really key in having these boys come back just to think, all right, I'll give it another go. I'll try to see what other ideas people have and see how I can incorporate it in my life.
Yeah, it's interesting. Jared, jump in with one and then I've got one for Blake as well.
Yeah, definitely. So maybe one for both of you. It's a great sort of messaging to give out, you know, asking those questions of like, you know, is our faith important? And I guess that stems from like, where are we going to go after we die? And, you know, what's this all about? So I think that's something that maybe sometimes gets lost in our daily lives, on especially in young people. So, you know, having started these, or the YouTube channel and the Catholic Youth Union, where can you see these things going? And can you see this sort of going into people's daily lives and, you know, really asking those questions about faith as routine?
Yeah, I think the aim of the YouTube channel is to find something that interests people so they can further explore. It's not giving them everything they need to know. It's just giving them a little bit that maybe will interest some people to explore life through their faith and maybe spread that faith to other people. It's really just a catalyst for growing faith. So I think that's the good idea about it.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I definitely think one thing I've learned from these videos, and I'll really take with me, is faith can either be the most important thing in the world or the least important thing. There's no in between. And so my takeaway from that is, how can we then incorporate that into our everyday life as youths? How do we live a faithful life, not one that the Bible says because it was made 2,000 years ago, but ways that we can interpret that in our everyday life as youth.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've been following the Euro soccer, and Spain has just beaten England in the final. And on Instagram this week, I'm noticing quite a few of the really famous players from a number of the countries all professing a real faith life and how important that is. I was only talking yesterday to a dad here at Xavier who said his son actually wants to wear the crucifix, the cross, during footy games. And so sometimes there's this faith that's happening that you don't see necessarily externally, but it's happening. And Blake, I'd like to ask you about Timor. And did God and Jesus get a big run there? Like, are we talking here about young people who are part of the faith, or are we there helping, hoping that the Holy Spirit might work as you go along?
Well, yeah, Timor is a very Catholic country. About 90% of them are Catholic. And just seeing how connected they are, they all go to Mass in the morning. They're all showing up for each other. It's a very faithful country. And I think that is why they're just so happy. And I feel like just being able to connect with themselves, God, their friends, they've just have all these connections, and they just or always smiling because of that, because they've always got someone with them. And I feel like that's definitely shown through their faith.
And I think in the Xavier culture, and Bill, I'll be interested in your thoughts here, in the Xavier culture, not everyone is going to have the, you know, the really zealous a faith and love of God, say, that you guys have, do you find in your daily conversations much, say, pushback from people who might feel differently, or do you feel like, in fact, it is generally embraced? And I'll be interested in Bill's thoughts on that.
I would say that a lot of young people today, they're not very Catholic, what would you call a very Catholic person. But I feel like everyone's still open to ideas. And I think that's really important, especially like our Xavier education teaches us to build the whole person, cura personalis. And I feel like that is really important in all these students developing, okay, I'll give it a shot, you know, I'll see, okay, this guy's talking about being Catholic, you know, I'll research it. I'll see what it's about.
It's interesting, isn't it? So we do so much around service in our context, but drawing that connection, there's lots of recognition of ethics in the world, and whether it's through AI or social media or other sort of poorer behaviours at times, and people reference them. But it's a wonderful element here that you're both unpacking of our service experience or experience of faith connecting to Christ, connecting to our Christianity and to our gospel calling. And I think that's one of the great challenges in the modern era of actually bringing that connection together of why do we do these things and centering it back to Christ. And Tom, I sort of drew that very much from This Sunday Is. That seemed to flavour very strongly through, and both from context and establishing those conditions. Is that a sense that you have?
I think that we've got an amazing resource in the Bible, and it means so much more if we understand the context it was originally put in, the context that Christ lived in. And we don't live in the same context all the time, and establishing that context lets us realise how it might be applicable into our everyday life, how we can put it into our own acts of faith. And so I think This Sunday Is really encourages people to think of things how they would have originally be thought, and then move it into their life.
I've got a sense, and that's where Marges comes in, of going for depth and going to be fully informed, you know, where does truth lie and where is the deeper background that I should have developed my understanding in. You know, at times where, you know, it's fast-paced life and we sort of run off headlines and we fail to go more deeply into unpacking the background. And I see you, both of you, doing that in your work. It's terribly exciting, and I hope it's giving you both energy and purpose. And maybe just talk lastly from me, you know, purpose here. You know, why are we doing this?
I think it's really important just to, I'll quote Father Chris Gleason here, to progress, we must stop. And I think that if we stop and reflect, then it gives us an opportunity to think about all these opportunities, all these options in our life. And I think that's really important in our world. It gives us purpose to say, okay, there's context here. Maybe I'm not going to do that. It gives us reason to act in different ways. So I think that's definitely really important.
And it's interesting to hear you talking about Father Chris Gleason. We had the staff mass on Monday to start the new term, and Father Chris Gleason did the mass because poor old Chris Middleton, still recovering from his broken hip, he was part of it, but not doing the main mass. And Father Chris Gleason said to the whole staff, what would it be, Bill, 300 or 400 people in the chapel, and he said, this is such a great mass. I just get great joy and passion from seeing all of you guys participating. It was quite lovely to hear wasn't it?
And he gave exactly that same line as well, Blake, of that importance of stopping and reflecting. And it's, again, one of the great qualities I feel in a Xavier education, a Jesuit education, that we're asked to reflect and stop. And that's why the examen exists, to think of where am I going, and again, a pause, and again, examine a context where I need to, as how, what is my way of proceeding here, you know, with a foot raised. And
so, Gerard, as college captain, before we go around the grounds, any final thoughts in terms of hearing these two young fellas who are in year 11 and sound like they're in third year uni?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just a thought. It's great to sort of, you know, change sort of what we might be talking about here at ZavChat and have a different perspective from some very zealous and faithful year 11s. And I think it's a great thing to incorporate and to remember in these Zav chats that, you know, we are a Catholic school, Ignatian, and that, you know, we ask the big questions about life mm-hmm. and about spirituality and, also the examen. So I think it's great to have done this and, you know, so it maybe cleared the air a little bit in some ways.
Beautifully put. Well, are you ready to go around the grounds? We're back for a new term and a lot's happening.
That's right, certainly. So after hopefully a restful break, this week has seen the return to school. And so it was a big few weeks for a lot of boys over the holidays with the cricket trip to England for year 9, 10 and 11 students, which was fantastic, as we mentioned. And they played a huge amount of cricket and also got some great cultural exposure there. And we also had the Timor immersion for three of our year 11 boys, including Blake. I went on last year and is a fantastic experience. And finally, we had the Kimberley Exchange for, I believe, three year 10 students with Mr. Sean Burke. So annual thing, which is just, again, an absolutely incredible experience and cultural sort of immersion, as well as another Kairos retreat, of course. And so we also congratulate the first 11 soccer team who won the Jesuit Cup in Adelaide, against St. Ignatius Adelaide over the holidays. So that's a fantastic achievement. And hopefully they can bring it home here in the APS. And we've also hit the ground running this week with, that signature buzz returning to the corridors,
sure,
as well as Voluntary Mass returning this Friday. And we've also got a few home first sports games this Saturday with soccer on the Jackson Oval at 10:30 a.m. and football on the Roach at 1 o'clock, against Scotch College. So a great one to get down to.
And it's always one of the big days against Scotch, Bill. And I'm hearing if the soccer boys can keep winning, they're in the hunt.
They are well in the hunt, and there's some great results coming through in our sporting program. I know our hockey boys have placed doing in well. The top four and into a redraw in that top end and have had a really stellar season as well. Rugby boys are continuing to set a pitch in, so lots to play for. And I know our debaters also, Jared did well. There was the, Jesuit, there's a wonderful connection of our Jesuit schools, and they got through to the final.
They did.
And a very young side. And went right to the line with Riverview, who were just too good. So some good experiences over the holiday break.
So Blake and Tom, thank you. That was a really fantastic episode of Zav Chat, and keep doing what you're doing. It's quite marvellous, and I'm going to really say to all our Zav Chat listeners, find This Sunday Is on YouTube. I don't think you'll be disappointed, and we might just slot in a few seconds in the episode via our great friend Michael Trappett. So Tom, Blake, thank you.
Thank you. And
Bill and Jared, great to have you back and in action. We've got some wonderful Zav Chats coming up. I sat with Bill for half an hour yesterday, and we've got a fantastic term and a half worth of more great episodes. So please keep listening, tell your friends, and we will talk to you on Zav Chat 7 days hence.
Sunday is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time in Year B. The second reading this Sunday is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Corinth is a city about 80 kilometres west of Athens in Greece. It is an ancient city. Throughout its history, it has suffered earthquakes and wars, but at the time of St. Paul's letter, it was a prosperous place. In the second reading this Sunday, we hear St. Paul appealing to the Corinthians to raise money for a Christian community in need. In Paul's letter to the Romans at chapter 15, he specifically mentions the poor Christian community at Jerusalem. The gospel this Sunday is again from Mark, shortly after the event in the boat that we heard about last Sunday. This Sunday's gospel.